Welcome to the Business Energetics podcast, where we dive deep into the new way of growing your business using the most powerful currency on the planet, your energy, not effort alone. My name is Lenka Lutonska. I'm a creator of Business Energetics and best-selling author of Energetic Selling and Marketing. And after losing my first business, I went from £7.30 on my bank account to creating millions on repeat by doing what I love, using the power of energy. And now I want to show you how to do the same. In each episode, we'll dive into the different aspects of your energy so you can activate the next level of your business, revenues, life, and even the sense of aliveness. Welcome, and let's dive into today's episode. So I hear you hate selling. Whoa, such a strong word. But if you do really dislike selling or are simply not in love with it yet, give me just a little bit of time and we're going to change it today, shall we? My name is Lenka Lutonska. I'm a creator of Business Energetics. And over the last decades, I supported thousands of entrepreneurs and leaders from over 180 countries to not just fall in love with selling, but create extraordinary growth through working with the most powerful currency on the planet, your energy. And today, I have for you five distinctive energetic shifts that will take you from disliking selling to falling in love with it, therefore being able to make a lot more sales with a lot more ease. Let's do it, shall we? So the energetic shift number one you'll want to make to fall in love with selling is getting yourself out of the sales process. And what do I mean by that? A huge part of why most powerful changemakers and entrepreneurs are feeling nervous about selling is because we pay too much attention to ourselves. How do I come across when I say something? What will they think of me? And you see, it's this capacity when the attention is turned inwards that what creates that nervousness and I don't want to do it, I don't want to come across as desperate, I don't want to come across as pushy, and so forth and so forth. So what we need to do is take ourselves out of that sales process altogether and redirect that attention to the person you're serving. Because hey, selling is actually serving if we allow ourselves to see it that way. When you start thinking about, actually, it's not about me selling and me, how do I come across? It's about the person in front of me and how I'm there with my presence, serving them, listening to them, discovering their needs, discovering their desires, and working out if I can actually change their life. That shifts energy immediately and your client will pick up on it. But more importantly, you will feel so much more at ease when your attention is fully directed to the person you're serving. So redirect your attention from yourself onto the person you're serving. Now, the energetic shift number two that will help you to fall in love with selling is to change your perceptual position. And before I unwrap, what do I mean by that? I want to remind you that while here today, I'm giving you a few powerful tips about how to fall in love with selling and therefore being able to create a lot more sales than you were able up till now, there is an entire incredible masterclass and activation coming up on this topic, the Sold Out Code, where I will pass on to you 16 necessary energetic codes that are behind every sold out offer. We will be removing every single energetic and strategic bottleneck that prevents you to have your incredible offering being sold out. If that's something you would benefit from, please check the description below. We're going to be starting in just a couple of weeks. I'm so looking forward to seeing you there and serving you in this capacity. But for now, let's unwrap what do I mean by change your perceptual position. You see, if you're able to feel fear or hate or dislike, any form of negative emotion when it comes to selling, guarantee you're unconsciously perceiving the situation when you're selling through your own eyes. Now, before your next sales call, I challenge you to do this. First, close your eyes and imagine that forthcoming sales conversation through your own eyes as you normally would. And notice the fear. Where is it in your body? Spend there 30 seconds, 1 minute. No longer time required. Then imagine this exactly same sales conversation, but through the eyes of the person you're about to speak to. What do they see? What do they perceive? What do they need? And you'll probably find out that they don't need a perfect sales professional. They just need somebody there present for them, wanting to genuinely serve them and help them. And finally, run this sales conversation for a minute or so through the eyes of a little fly on the wall, so you can sense or see yourself and the other person you're talking to, your potential client. From that perceptual position, through the eyes of a little fly, what can you see? What can you learn? What's different? And you'll probably find that dislike about selling or the negative emotion about selling went right down. And this is because fear needs a very specific perceptual position to survive. This process I just described is very, very simple, but let me tell you. Some years ago, I happened to work with a senior vice president of one of the largest financial institutions in the world. And this specific technique, in his own words, helped him far more with fear of public speaking than hiring an entire theater in central London. Yes, when you train yourself to perceive your sales conversation or any other important communication that brings up that fear in you through the eyes of other person and a little fly, when you're completely detached, it changes entire energy of that conversation, of that communication, and the way you feel about it. So this is shift number 2 that will help you to fall in love with selling. Practice changing your perceptual position, okay? Shift number 3 that will help you to fall in love with selling. Stop trying to eliminate all discomfort before selling. Hey, I remember I used to be, years ago, so nervous about selling, even responding to incoming inquiries. I was shaking and I had to have a picture of my dream car on the wall to be able to even pick up that call, pick up that phone back then. And big part of that nervousness was, yes, I directed attention to myself. Yes, I wasn't practicing the perceptual positions as I just shared with you. But you know what? I was nervous because I wasn't used to selling. Selling was out of my comfort zone. And that's one of the big reasons why you're nervous. So there is no point to try to wait until you're confident about the selling to start selling or be comfortable about the selling to start selling. No, instead, really embrace that what I call divine discomfort. Stop making stories about it, such as, oh, if I'm nervous, my clients will think something of me, blah, blah, blah. No, it's absolutely okay if you're nervous when you serve. Your nervousness itself, while you're in the energy of something new, where you're practicing serving through selling, has zero impact on the effectiveness of your sales conversation. What does make an impact is your story about that nervousness, story about that adrenaline being raised in your body because you're doing something new. So instead of waiting for you to be calm enough, confident enough in order for you to sell regularly, sell regularly so your nervous system can adjust and be confident and calm enough when you sell. Which brings me to energetic shift number 4 that will help you to fall in love with selling, and that is microdose sales every single day. Yes, instead of going on a sales rampage where you, I don't know, pitch, outreach, sell for entire day, 10 minutes a day, every day, over a period of few weeks will entirely change your relationship with selling forever. You see, your beautiful brain needs repetition in order to learn a new pattern. Therefore, when you put yourself under that mild discomfort, a new call, a new offer, a new pitch every single day for even a few minutes, and afterwards, when you have done so, you will simply breathe and tell yourself, I'm safe at this new level. I'm safe in my bigness. Your nervous system will learn, aha, this is not just safe, but this is normal. Your brain will start building and reinforcing new neural networks that come with I love selling identity. So instead of selling once in a while loads, microdose those sales 10 minutes a day and see what happens in just a few weeks. You will not ever need to watch a video like this, I promise you. And the fifth shift I want to offer you so you can fall in love with selling is fall in love with invitation, not the outcome. You see, it's attachment to the outcome and the stories we make in our own minds about what it means when I sell successfully and what it means when I don't sell successfully. That is what creates that bottleneck between ourselves and being able to love selling and therefore being freaking good at it. Separate the idea that if I sell, I'm good. If I don't sell, I'm no good. These are ego mind made stories. And instead, focus on the invitation, focus on the process, focus on the act of service. That's what the selling is after all about. It's the highest expression of love and care for your potential client. When you're able to be there, present for themselves, for that 15 minutes, for that half an hour, for an hour, it's a huge gift for them. But of course, I understand you might have your own needs. I do remember back then when actually I needed sales. So this bit, oh, focus on the invitation and the act of service rather than the outcome, it's sometimes easier said than done. What helped me back then was establishing heart-to-heart connection with my potential client before we even started talking. So this is how it goes. Before that next sales call or webinar where you're going to make invitation or any other sales communication, take a few minutes where you drop into your heart. You simply imagine that you're going from your head into your heart, the love that brought you where you are, the love that is the basis of everything that you do, and start expanding that energy from your heart into the heart of your client or clients you're about to talk to. While you're creating this heart-to-heart connection, you can simply intend or to tell yourself that for the next 15 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, I'm putting my needs aside, my ideas aside. It's all being taken care of and I'm going to be fully present for the client or clients I'm about to talk to. This dropping into your heart consciously and setting intention before your next sales conversation is truly game changing. And if not immediately, certainly over time, you will discover the beauty and power of sales conversation and not just how much goodness is there when you're able to sell powerfully. Because after all, with every sale, is not only you establish that you are a fantastic match with your client, but you're giving them gift of them saying yes to that higher version of themselves, whatever it means in your business. So these are the five energetic shifts that will help you to fall in love with selling. If I had to turn them into simple five words, I would say practice shifting this. Attention, get yourself out of the sales process. Perception, change where you're looking from. Nervous system, yes, allow discomfort. Repetition, so your nervous system can completely adjust to your new version of you who loves selling. And detachment, which will help you to focus on the process far more than the outcome. I will love to hear from you. Which of these five resonated with you most? Share with me below. You will really make my day. And finally, can I ask you, could you kindly check if you're subscribed to this channel? You have no idea how your subscription, comment, like helps. Because that one comment of yours, that one like, can nudge YouTube algorithm so it can introduce this video to someone else that needs to hear this, and you're helping someone else indirectly for which you will be rewarded. So I really thank you in advance, and I, my dear, will see you next time when you will love selling so much more than before. Okay? See you in the next video. Bye-bye.